with continuing coverage of Pella Christian High School athletics. We're joined now by members of the Pella Christian baseball team, Caleb Belzer and Bennett Sprunk. And guys, it's been a tough stretch of games for the Eagles right now. Seven out of the last nine losses coming by two or fewer runs, or in the final inning, or a combination of the two. And this is a stretch of the season where you guys are playing a lot of tough teams. How do you guys just mentally break that funk and try to get back into the win column and get things going the right way?
Yeah, I think our coach talked to us a lot after this game. It's we need, Bennett was saying it too, we need this big inning for us. We get runners on, especially in this game. We struggled with getting them in, but we got so many runners on. We had a lot of hits tonight, about eight, I think. But I think we need that big inning. We need that more push and less pressure on ourselves when we go up to the plate. And just we just got to do the job and have fun and play ball.
Yeah, kind of similar to what Caleb said. I think we have a lot of guys who are getting on base, which is great. And I think we're just missing a few key hits with runners in scoring position. And I think those will come. But I think we just got to, like Caleb said, stop putting pressure on ourselves. Just go out there and ultimately just have fun. Baseball's a fun game, and yeah, I just think we got to go out there and have fun and stop putting so much pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, we talk about that stretch, and you know, it's tough to lose a lot of those games, but it's not like you're playing bad teams in that stretch. I mean, you got a number one ranked in Class 3A Grinnell that was an extra inning game, a Dallas Center Grimes squad that you were right in the ballgame with both times you played in that doubleheader, and you know, as a player, when things like this are kind of happening, you know, how, especially as Bennett as a senior and Caleb as a guy who's been around the program for a couple of years now, how do you guys go about just trying to lead the group through a spell like this? And what are some of those words that you're telling these younger guys who are playing up, you know, as a young guy?
Yeah, one thing that I think we strive for as leaders, especially the seniors, is just keep bringing the positive energy every single day, whether that's practice or a game. It's a lot easier for a lot of these younger guys who are adjusting to the varsity level to get down on themselves and feel like they're disappointing the team when they mess up and stuff like that. But I think one of the key things that we have to keep doing is just bringing the positive energy. And just supporting all the guys and just letting them know that they are okay if they do mess up and that no one's mad at them and that just go out there and have fun.
Yeah. Piggyback off that, the same thing, always bring the positive energy. We always, baseball is such a mental game. You say like 90% of it's mental and the other half's physical, but it's true. Like you make a mistake out there, you can't let it get to your head because it's a slower game unlike other sports like football and basketball. It's so mental. Once you make that mistake, you really got to brush it off so it doesn't affect your next play, next ball hits you, next pitch in the zone. And also leading by example, I think that when it does get quiet in the dugout, we make sure we keep the energy no matter the score. And when things do happen to our players, we always pick each other up and bring the positive energy back into the field.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing I'm curious about from your guys' perspective is on a night like tonight where the heat index at the start of the game is over 100, and while it cooled off a little bit, it's still not cool by any means in a game like this. You know, as you guys are playing in a game like this and you guys have experience like this and some of those other guys aren't, you know, A, how are you guys keeping your bodies healthy while you're out there? Because obviously, like you said, it could be a slow game and there's innings where you're in the field for 10, 15 minutes and you don't have the access to that hydration at the moment. And then, you know, how are you guys encouraging those younger guys who don't have as much experience playing in this type of weather to, you know, keep them prepared as well ahead of time?
Yeah. I think it's always a reminder that we always got to stay hydrated. We got a lot of guys working outside this summer, too, which adds another element to it. But no matter what, we just got to – this has probably been the first hot week this summer, so we haven't been used to it. But, yeah, that's a good thing to know, that to encourage the younger guys who need to know that it's going to be hot this summer. And, like, I was the only state that plays summer ball, that those games are going to come, that we got to stay hydrated and always bring the energy no matter what. Even if it does get super hot and we get pretty winded when we're running around the base paths, just focus on the next thing, the next pitch, and, yeah, stay locked in.
Yeah, kind of like what Caleb said, baseball is a really mental game. So I think recognizing that it's going to be hot for both teams and that when it gets into the upper 90s and mid-90s, that it's going to be miserable for both teams, just knowing that both teams are going through that. So you just got to have the mental toughness to go out on top and just do what you got to do, because that weather is something we can't control. And we preach a lot about control what you can control. So for something that's uncontrollable to us, I think we preach a lot about just got to go out and do it, get it done.
Absolutely. And you guys, your next opportunity to go out and get it done is on Wednesday against Norwalk, a game that was very exciting the first time around. Bennett, you contributed a big home run to keep that ball game alive, and the Eagles come back to win that game in extra innings against Norwalk over at their place. Now they come to your place hungry to avenge that loss in what is a doubleheader, so two matchups with the Warriors on Wednesday. How do you guys go about making sure that they don't come to your field and get revenge, and you guys could get back in the win column here for the first time in a couple of games?
Yeah, a lot of things we say before every game. We don't care who it is. We don't care about the scoreboard. We just go out there. We play to our level, and if the ball rolls our way, then it does. And that happened a lot last Norwalk game. We really fought in the extra innings in that battle with the Warriors. So I really hope we can do that again. We just fight for every pitch and fight for every strike in the zone and every hit, and play with so much confidence that we forget who we're playing. We're just playing for each other, and we're playing for fun.
Yeah, like what Caleb said, the main thing that we'd like to do is just have fun. Our coach tells us a lot to not worry about the scoreboard and just control what we can control and play clean baseball. So I think doing that will be a key part to winning those games, and also remembering the feeling that we had after we did win that game up at Norwalk. Just remembering how that felt, and just defending our home field.
Absolutely, guys. Well, we hope you can defend that field. We hope that this streak will come to a close, and we appreciate the time. Best of luck in leading this squad out of this this rough stretch, and appreciate the time as always to get to talk, any Pella Christian sport with you guys, but especially Pella Christian baseball here this summer. So thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Bennett Sprunk and Caleb Belzer of the Pella Christian baseball team.